It's October 11, 2018, and I call the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4:30.
Okay, I'm going to correct you. Because you didn't make a mistake. This is, it's November 8th.
Gee whiz. I'm so sorry. Already, my first thing. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it over again.
That was not your
I should know that.
If,
okay.
It's, so
I'm going to start all over.
Because we'll cut that tape.
Yes. It's November 8, 2018, and I call the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4:30. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Certainly. Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen is absent this evening, and Angelina Pride is also absent this evening. Both had unexpected business that they had to tend to and could not ignore.
Okay, are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
Yes.
Any others?
None from staff.
Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Thursday, November 8, 2018? Those in favor? Oh, sorry, not yet.
I move.
I'll second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
None have been received.
We will recess to closed session at 4:32.
Could be before and after.
It's 6:00.
Did you set that back at 5:00 or is it 5:00?
That's correct.
It's 5:00.
Another hour.
Now.
Oh, you
said
another hour. Gavel. Gavel, too? What about Alex? Should I wait till Alex? Good evening. We have returned to open session at 6:01. All in attendance will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Alvarado Intermediate School student Pauline Kim.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may all be seated.
Thank you, Pauline. Closed session report. The Board of Education approved the settlement agreement with employee number NB2700324, which includes suspension without pay, on a motion by David Malkin and a second by Lynn Ebenkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, absent. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, absent. The Board of Education took action to approve the appointment of Dr. Michael Tincup to the position of Director of Special Education effective November 9, 2018, on a motion by Lynn Ebenkamp, second by David Malkin. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, absent. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, absent. The Board of Education took action to approve the appointment of Dr. Rebecca Rodriguez to the position of Director of Elementary Education at a date to be determined, on a motion by Lynn Ebenkamp and a second by David M. Malkin. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, absent. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, absent. Now, board recognitions. Next, we are going to move to the board recognitions. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you. So this evening, we have a handful of students that we are very excited to recognize for their efforts. I asked Dr. Zamora to come to the podium and the board to come down to from the dais so that we can greet our students.
Thank you. Today we are honoring a student from Nogales High School who was selected as a National Merit Scholarship semifinalist based on his high PSAT and MSQT scores. On behalf of the board, we are excited and we congratulate Osvaldo Cervantes as a 2019 National Merit Scholarship Program semifinalist. I don't believe Osvaldo is here. Nice him in a little bit. Okay. Tonight, we're also honoring the UCI Cosmos Program recipient. The California State Summer School for Math and Science, or Cosmos, program at UC Irvine is an on-campus summer school that provides intensive learning and discovery in the area of science. One of Roland High School's IB students, Maggie Nee, had the opportunity this summer to spend 4 weeks at UC Irvine collaborating with a UCI biology professor, performing research, and producing a scientific paper and poster, which was presented at the end of the summer program. Maggie is a student like no other. She is dedicated to her studies, and tonight we're excited to recognize her for participating in the UCI Cosmos program. Is Maggie here? She might be homesteading as well. Thank you. This year, the Los Angeles County Fair has a community competition for preschool through high school. This year, Killian students entered the STEAM portion of the arts and crafts category. Students had to create an amusement park with an underlying theme that was evident throughout the park. Please join me in congratulating Aaron Ansel Mee-Nee, who received a sweepstakes first place, and Derek Salazar, who received a first place award. For their outstanding amusement park. They are joined tonight with their fifth grade teacher, Sarah Smith. Is Sarah here? We would also like to acknowledge 15 students who participated in a photography contest, and they won first through third place. We would like to recognize the following students: Taylor Balsley, Catherine Carroll, Teresa Chang, Joaquin Galindo, Karen Hong, Kayleen Kuwei, Alex Ling, Penny Mahadam Rongsok, Eric Sun, Phyllis Ang, Isabel Wu, Cholon Shu A. I hope I said your name correctly. Ashley Jast, Megan Long, Kamal Patri Verdi, and Sibo Wang. Can we give them all a hand? Tonight, we also have a Youth Science Center essay contest winner. However, he's not here tonight. He's not feeling well, but we would like to congratulate Ethan, who won an award for participating in an essay contest. His theme was STEM in your future, and he is from Oswald Academy. He is an eighth grade student. So we will give Ethan Thong his award, hopefully as soon as he feels better. So thank you.
Are there any students that are here to be recognized?
I would like to recognize and thank the Alvarado Intermediate School students, parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments at tonight's board meeting. Alvarado Intermediate School teacher Claudia Villegas, parent Sandra Solano, and student Pauline Kim will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their organization.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Scott Cavanius. I'm the very proud principal at Alvarado Intermediate School, which we refer to as the world's greatest school. So I'm very pleased tonight to share a little bit of what the work we've been doing throughout the year. And I have our crew with us, so some of them will kind of jump in really quickly as well. We have students, parents, families, staff members, all of that to represent us tonight.
Yeah.
Come in. Yeah, go ahead. Come on up. How do we hit that? Oh, okay. All right. I'll give you this is a clicker. So one thing that I do want to cover, and I also want, we have our world's greatest assistant principal over here as well, Miss Danielle Carroll. So one thing that is really important to us is that we operate from a set of core values and beliefs. And this is kind of the first that you'll see here. And this is something that all of our teachers and staff and students kind of help develop. So honor is the first thing, stands for honesty, ownership, never giving up, open-hearted, and respect. And these are our four belief statements that drive everything that we do. It really, really does. It drives every single thing that we do on campus. Our recognitions, our celebrations, our master schedule, our budgeting, our instructional practice, all of that. It's all students are gifted and talented. All students have futures. Nobody gets anywhere without a teacher. And every day is an opportunity to be the world's greatest me. This is a little bit of, shows a little bit, and you'll see over in the far right there, is one of our fantastic teachers who's with us tonight, Mr. Reda Blotto. And Ms. Castro is also here as well. They're going to share a little bit about this.
Hi, Mr. Reda Blotto, or Arnell. I just want to talk about like what we've been doing the first couple weeks. We really focused on a lot of like getting to know the kids. And I know I don't want to take too much time, but it really pays off towards the end because like, here's a really lame story. So I'm a science teacher. One of my kids came in today, pulled out her phone, shoved her phone into my face, and was like, hey, check out this lava lamp. The day prior, we were talking about convection currents, and she was like, oh, my God, you know, there's science in my room. I was like, dude, yeah, I know, it's crazy. And, like, as a teacher, I know, like, there's kids out here, but it's like, as a teacher, that's the coolest thing in the world for me, like, having them do science when they don't even know they're doing science. You know what I mean? So, like, it comes back, and they're comfortable with talking about that lame stuff, too. So, not lame, cool stuff, sorry. And this is Ms. Castro.
Sorry, I'm short. Good evening. My name is Jasmine Castro. I am a 7th grade English teacher at the world's greatest middle school. And really, we spend our first couple weeks focusing on honor because it really helps build that community. It helps create this space where I know in my English class, I mean, we can talk about deep stuff with our students, but it's because we created this community. We created this safe space where they're willing to open up and tell us what's going on outside at school. And it really helps us support them, not just alongside with academics, but with their own personal growth. So just spending those weeks, it really helps create a community. Thank you.
So we do positive referrals, our honor referrals at Alvarado also. So teachers will nominate students when they've done something out of the ordinary for in regards to honor. And so then I can pop into classes beginning or end of the period and reward them publicly in front of their peers. And they get a little wristband that we always say you can't buy, you can only earn, and some candy. So that's just really nice to recognize them because they always practice honor, but to recognize them for something special that they've done is important to them, especially in front of their peers. So
earlier we talked about how does honor and our belief statements drive our instructional focus. This is just a couple of pictures that show you that in practice, okay? Again, some examples of our students in action and some of the things that they've created. And we're now on the road of project-based learning. And we connect everything, like I said, to our belief statement. So we've taken our staff through a whole thing. We've all kind of dived into project-based learning. And we always make sure that our belief statements are driving the work that we do at our school. This is just an example of one of our PD days where we brought our students in, did some empathy interviews. Students and teachers are really connecting, so we understood what makes them tick so we can best figure out how to help them learn. More examples of our work. That was at our last PD on November 1st. PTSA, at this point, I'd like to bring up two of our PTSA reps, one of our teachers, Ms. Villegas, and one of our parents, Mrs. Solano.
Hi, I'm Ms. Villegas. I am the teacher representative for the world's greatest PTSA. Sorry, everyone else. At the world's greatest middle school. I am both the secretary and the teacher rep. This is going on my fourth year. And with me, I have one of our parents.
Good evening. My name is Sandra Solano, and I have little notes because this is the first time I do this. But I am part of the world's greatest school. I'm the treasurer of PTSA, and together with my team, we're here to facilitate throughout the year different types of events, fundraisings, and stuff like that.
So our primary goal this year, it ranges from year to year, but we raise anywhere between $15,000 to $25,000 or $30,000, depending on the needs of our school. Our fundraising covers the expenses that our school principal is unable to pay for. Fundraisers, we have field day the end of school year. It's quite expensive to have prizes and games for our students to give them an end of the year party. Having eighth grade week, we assist our ASB with dance, snacks, and throughout the year, if there's just expenses that the school needs of us, our goal is to come in and to assist them as much as possible so both our staff and our students have a wonderful experience while they're at Alvarado.
At this point, I'd like to quickly call up the world's greatest activities director, Ms. Lucero, to share a little bit about our upcoming events.
Well, today, actually, we just had our staff appreciation tea, and so these kids just work a full event after school appreciating our world's greatest teachers and letting them know how much we appreciate their dedication and hard work. And then we move on to Gratitude Week next week, and we have a winter formal at the end of December, and we'll have a winter spirit week following that as well. And then we'll have our second recognition rally coming in January. We had one previously in October, so we have our second one that will be going off with a bang in January, recognizing students who demonstrate honor as well as students that have been successful through the year in their academics, showing improvement as well as high academics. And we also have sixth grade visits where we invite the sixth grade feeder schools to our school so they can see all the things that they're going to experience when they get to come to Alvarado, because we find that we can show them and let them experience Alvarado at its best, and they get to see these kids, and it's a really fun experience for them, and they get excited about coming to Alvarado. Career Day is just around the corner where our eighth graders get to interact with professionals in our community. They come and talk to them, and the kids get to ask questions, and it's a two-hour, three-hour event where they get to really explore different career options that they might be interested in. We have our color run, our fourth annual color run, where the kids, it's a jogathon, but we get to throw a fun color at them, and it makes it so much more fun than just running around the track. And then finally, our PBL Spring Showcase, which we are very excited about. We are all planning our PBL activities and events that we're doing in our classes, so the showcase should be fun when our kids get to show off all the hard work that they've been doing in our classes. So can't wait for all these exciting events.
Really quickly, I want to share with the board and as a thank you. These are some of our results from last year's, because at the end of the day, this is what it's all about, is these kids right here along with all their classmates. That's why we're glad we can have them here today, because we never want to forget these faces. So this is a little bit of the results from our seventh graders last year. In English language arts, you can see there was tremendous growth, as well as in math. This is that group right here. Well, some of them are that group, and they rose to the occasion, so we owe them some tacos at some point this year. But we had a little challenge between our seventh and eighth graders last year, and this group stepped up and had some fantastic achievement and improvement. Our eighth graders, we had a cohort, so we skewed that data a little bit there, as you can see, but there was a 10% increase in ELA math amongst our cohort. We did dip, I think, 1 or 2 points overall, but we had one teacher that was out for the entire year, and that was tough. But anyway, and math, we had a slight dip there, but we're hanging in there and moving forward with that. So at the end, I really do want to thank our board, and I do want to say that you have always been super supportive of us, and this district leadership continues to support us each and every day in our mission. Dr. Huff is back there, and he always helps us with that data, and kind of provided us with some of that this year. And the man next to him, Mr. Chang, I can't tell you the amount of work that he has put into our school and the guidance and the challenges that he gives us to push us forward and make us better all the time. He's super invested in what we do, and we're very lucky to have all of these leaders. So we took up some time. I'm sorry, but we're excited about what we're doing. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, Alvarado team. Great presentation. Next to the superintendent's report by Dr. Mitchell.
All right. Thank you very much. So this evening we have some news to share, but we also have some new faces to introduce. And so as Ms. Friedman had shared, the board took action in closed session to hire two new employees, or one current employee promoting to a position and a new individual joining the role in unified team. So it's my pleasure tonight to introduce publicly Michael Tincup. He is currently, as of about 10 minutes ago, our coordinator, but as of now is our director of special education. Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, board. Thank you, cabinet. It's really cool. This is super exciting for me. I've worked with so many great people over the last 3 years, and I really look forward to more years of good work together. We've got so many great parents and students in this district, and so many good teams in this district that it's fun to coach and lead those teams to student success. So thank you again. Thank you for the opportunity, and look forward to more years of great work. Thank great. You.
Thank you, Dr. Kincup. Also my pleasure this evening to introduce Rebecca Rodriguez. Rebecca joins us as our Director of Elementary Education. Welcome to our team.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, board. I'm super excited to join your team. I come from Whittier City, current principal. Well, not anymore, no. 10 minutes ago. But I'm super excited to start working with our elementary schools and working with our amazing assistant soup of instruction. So I've heard wonderful things about your district, and I'm very excited and encouraged to be part of this innovative district of yours. So thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm excited to get started. I'm going to see when I can get my last day in at my former district so I can get started and be a part of your family and culture. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome. Wanted to share with the board and also share with the community before I started. You notice we have two board members that are absent this evening. They had obligations that took them away from being able to be present this evening, and they do send their apologies. I wanted to share that thank you to our board and for our community for being present at our Connections to the Future event, which was held on Tuesday. The luncheon is organized and facilitated by senior students in our career certification program from both Roland High School and Nogales High School, and the event featured an author and motivational speaker, John Beattie. The audience as a whole enjoyed the day very, very much, and our students were able to showcase their many talents. Also wanted to share with our community, our board was present as well, that Nogales High School Noble Regiment Band, which will be joined by other secondary music students from across the district, have been accepted to perform in London's New Year's Day Parade for the year 1920. So they are one of only four bands from California that have had this, that are participating and have had this invitation. So the London New Year's Day Parade expects more than 10,000 participants from the United States, the UK, and Europe, and the parade route begins at the famous thoroughfare of Piccadilly. So lots of exciting things happening for students in our district. Also wanted just to bring your attention, in case you had not already observed it, Johnny and Storm are our newly revealed Roland High School mascots, and they are making their rounds through the district and our community. They're very active on Twitter, so I'd encourage you to introduce yourself to them on Twitter at Johnny and Storm. They are, again, making their ways through the district, and they often will tweet, "Where will you see us next?" So I know that they were recently celebrating students at Killian Elementary School for their Student of the Month celebration. Our holidays are upon us. We have entered into the month of November, and our community has a variety of ways to give to families in need throughout our district. People are invited to donate canned and non-perishable food for the holiday basket, which is also in conjunction with the Walnut Valley Rotary Club, our Interact clubs, our student bodies, and our employees and our overall community. Donations are accepted from Monday, November 26th through December 12th, and the Family Resource is also accepting donations for Thanksgiving baskets. There's Adopt-A-Shop, so there are a variety of different opportunities for the community to continue to engage in their generosity, supporting students and families in need. And lastly, I would just like to share with the board that Rocky Better tomorrow night will be recognized as the Access State Adult Education Administrator of the Year at the Leadership Summit in San Diego. And so it's my pleasure. Dr. Zamora and I are going down tomorrow night to San Diego to have dinner and recognize him, and we will be bringing him forward to the board for recognition in December. Thank you very much.
Next, we will move on to the Student Board Representatives Report. We will start out with a report from Catlin Anciano, ASB Junior Cabinet President from Nogales High School.
And so what Brandy was just sharing is Catlin is stuck in traffic. If we could take Emily first and
okay.
then see who's
that
there.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay,
you.
We will receive a report from Emily Birch, ASB Speaker of the House from Roland High School.
Good evening, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Emily Birch, and I'm the Speaker of the House for Roland High School. Since the last meeting, Roland has been quite busy with a few events. On October 26th, we had our annual Senior Candy Buffet, where seniors could wear their senior attire and get free candy. We had a wide variety of candy, from lollipops to sour gummy worms. The next senior event was November 6th, called Senior Rec Night. On that night, we rented inflatable jumpers and games like foosball, ping pong, and air hockey. All the seniors who attended had a great time and wish we had more events like this. At the very end of the event, the seniors gathered around together to take a group picture At the very end of the event, the seniors huddled together to take a group picture to remember the memories they had made. October 14th, Roland hosted a band field show where more than 20 schools showed up and competed to show off who was best. Unfortunately, if you host the field show, you're unable to compete and get scored, but our band still performed, and personally, I think we did the best. From October 15th through the 19th, we had our Character Awareness Week, where we promoted students to keep up their amazing qualities like citizenship, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and trustworthiness. It was a spirit week with different dress-up days and colors that respected the character trait. During lunch, we had games with students to show how each person was able to apply each quality on their daily basis. On Wednesday of that week, we hosted a Message of Hope. This is an event that was sponsored by Power 106 and the Los Angeles County of Mental Health. This was a great event where students were able to get much-needed information regarding mental health. The following week, we had Red Ribbon Week. We tied ribbons all over campus on every single pole and tree on the school campus. We had a Spirit Week that allows students to support drug prevention and show off school spirit. Plus, during this week, we had little games at lunch with teachers and students to discourage the use of drugs. The next week, on the 31st, we had our Halloween rally, where we had our dance club perform along with cheer performing their annual Halloween routine. In addition, we had Halloween costume contests where we gave away awards if you had one of the best Halloween costumes. Some of our athletic programs did very well this fall season, with a few being league champs, as well as several teams or individuals advancing to CIF playoffs. Finally, we have been doing our Michael Koifman Penny for Patients Scholarship Penny Drive, where students can donate to their teachers' classes for a good cause. Every teacher, including our campus aides, have a box you can donate to. The money is donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation. This drive is ending next Friday, with the homerooms with the most money or points receiving a prize from Olive Garden. November 13th, we are celebrating World Kindness Day. This purpose is to get students to realize that even the smallest act will start a ripple effect. Our ASB and leadership class students will be doing small acts to start that ripple effect on our campus. November 14th is our senior panoramic picture, where we take a picture as an entire senior class wearing our senior attire. During this day, we are able to talk and socialize to fellow classmates and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Thursday, November 15th, we are also celebrating the Great American Smokeout. This is where we discourage the use of tobacco and vaping. We hope that if we give students the fact that how terrible tobacco use is, we will prevent students from starving at a young age. On Friday, November 16th, our IBA is hosting a City of Hope blood drive where students can donate their blood to people who need it. We hope we open up any district personnel who would like to donate to contact us to set up a time to donate. All students are looking forward to Thanksgiving break. However, us seniors are completing our college applications. We would like to thank our counselors for helping the seniors fill out our applications. Over in the next month, Roland will be hosting many opportunities of community service, from hosting your time at the food bank to our senior home, to donating canned foods, to clothing, offering different types of community service events to allow Roland High School students to give back. We invite all of you to come see our fall play, Steel Magnolias, which is actually having a show tonight. However, you can come tomorrow night at 7 p.m. or Saturday at 2 or 7 p.m. in our little theater. Our comedy sports team will be having a show on Friday, November 16th at 7 p.m. in our little theater. If you want a laugh, these matches are a great way to do that. Our band will be going to competitions for the whole state of California in Bakersfield on Saturday, November 17th, and also Sunday, November 18th. Choir will be hosting their Holiday Follies on December 12th and December 13th at the Roland Heights Community Center. These shows are a great way to get into the holiday spirit. If you like to attend Holiday Follies, please contact our choir director, Brandon Harris. So overall, the next month will be very busy for Roland and its students. All of these activities promote to be thinker, communicators, and contributors. So thank you for your time and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Emily. We really appreciate learning all what's going on at Roland High School. Okay, now we're ready for a report from Catlin Ansonciano, ASB Junior Cabinet President from Nogales High School.
Good evening, Mr. President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the Cabinet, and members of the audience. My name is Caitlin A. Anciano, ASB Junior Cabinet President, and I am here today to represent Nogales High School. The month of October finished strong at Nogales. We had very successful Red Ribbon Week, full of lunchtime activities, spirit days, and drug-free committees. On October 31st, ASB handed over 600 spooky grams, while the AVID students gave out thank you notes to our wonderful teachers. To commence the month of November, our choir program hosted their first formal concert. During the concert, the performance gave it their all, singing to their fullest. While they performed, the audience enjoyed a delicious dinner that was provided. The same day, our football team had their first CIF game, where they took the win against John Glenn High School 24-21. This game was broadcasted on the Facebook Live, and that was a huge success. The second round of CIF will take place tomorrow in our Jolly Dock Stadium against Xavier Prep High School. On November 6, our basketball team held a staff versus student game. Sadly, the staff won this round. On November 15 and 16, our drama club will be having their first play of the year, Almost Maine, which will be held in the NPR. Our ASB class has been having our canned food drive, which started November 5th and will end November 16th. We are excited to see what the weeks after Thanksgiving break will be like. ASB will be preparing our Renaissance Rally, Holiday Grounds, and our exciting basketball season. These are some of the exciting things happening in our school. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We like learning what's going on at Nogales High School. And Santana High School student was unable to attend tonight. Next, Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening for public comments?
Yes, there are three.
Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by vote of the board, a maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Jean Lano.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Jean Lano and I'm a teacher at Blandford Elementary. I'm here tonight because of my deep concern with our district's behavior management and social-emotional policy. Excuse me. And to give you a glimpse of what we as teachers are now dealing with in our classrooms. I had a student who, since their first year with us, had major behavior and discipline issues. The child had difficulties with impulsivity, which escalated into more angry and aggressive behavior. In two and a half months' time with me, the child had 12 occurrences of aggressive behavior toward peers and property. My administrators and support staff supported me as much as they could. They took disciplinary actions as needed, and we exhausted all of the interventions that were available to us. But our hands were tied, and I feel like we were waiting in frustration for more appropriate district help. In my 18 years of teaching, I have not had a child with this amount of anger and social-emotional issues. When he would say things like, I'm going to punch everyone in this class, that was a huge sign of trouble. Or when he told me, I don't want to eat outside with the other students because I don't want to hit anybody. And that was a cry for help. Our classrooms are not one size fits all. We were and continue to force this child to fit into a general education classroom that's not the best placement for them unless proper support is provided. They need a mental health or behavior management therapist or counselor who will provide daily social emotional lessons and coping skills as part of their school day. I was not, until now, cannot provide this type of learning because I don't know how to. My school site and I don't have the necessary training, resources, or manpower to provide the appropriate help and services to meet these types of needs. Furthermore, what message are we sending the other 20 or more students in the same class? By allowing the student into the classroom with no outside professional support. We tell children to stay away from negative, unsafe situations. But what do we tell these students? Nothing. They simply have to deal with it. And in my class, this was their sad and scary reality. I had students who told me, I don't like it when they kick. I don't like it when they punch people. And Ms. Solano, they're scaring me. No child should have this as their first grade experience and memories. I'm speaking tonight as a teacher, as a parent, as an advocate for this student who needs professional mental health support. And for the 20 or more other students in this child's class each year who don't have a voice or choice in the matter. Our district's behavior management and mental health plan is failing this student by letting this go on for as long as it has. Every year, the safety, the mental, and the social well-being of this child, the child's teachers, and the other surrounding students will continue to be negatively affected until the district steps in and provides stronger help and support. I appreciate your time in listening about my experience and concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Shay Lohman.
Good evening, Board, Madam President. I was planning to finish my draft of our board speech this morning after waking up to the news of yet another shooting. It became clear that our message today has even more urgency. And this is not a message just to the school board. It's not a message to the superintendent or the teachers. It's a message to this entire community. We cannot and we will not accept this as a way of life. This problem is more than a gun debate. It is clearly and obviously indicative of a mental health crisis in our nation. As a leader of educators, I am raising as many alarm bells as I can to say that this problem is only going to get worse unless we commit to addressing it in a meaningful way. The children we are teaching have more and more anxiety and more mental health issues that we cannot ignore. As adults, as leaders of institutions such as ours, we need to work towards a solution. We want to draw your attention to an item on the agenda tonight located in the LCAP report. In the Healthy Kids Survey, pay attention to these numbers. Only 46% of our students report having or feeling a high level of connectedness to school. Only 30% report feeling that they have adults at school that care about them. That's on us. Only 11% report feeling that they have the opportunities for meaningful participation in school. Only 58% perceive the school as safe or very safe. And 32%, a third of our students, responded that they have experienced harassment or bullying in the last 30 days. These are alarming numbers, and we must address them in a serious and comprehensive way. The issues we have been raising around student behavior is all connected. We are seeing students with higher levels of anxiety and a lack of coping mechanisms to address those needs. These are the students we are sending out to society. We need to do something, and we need to do it now. We cannot wait for some higher authority, and heaven knows we cannot wait for Congress. Yes, we are approving the job of a social job description for a social worker tonight. And that is a great move in the right direction. However, we need a much more comprehensive plan. Some of you have mentioned a task force of community and school leaders, and sometimes I think we meet just to meet, but maybe this is what we need to do to get started. I may not have the answers today, but I know that not looking for one is unacceptable. Thank you.
Roy Humphreys.
Thank you for all the good things you do. We must acknowledge the contribution of Harry Peterson of the Bond Oversight Committee, the crying woman of Oswald, and her Klan, which garnered a $50 million windfall with a non-disclosure clause. William Harrison, who brought enlightenment as to the test scores and so forth, and teachers exposing the continued abuse of all under the delusion that saving a few. And the most recent revelation from two students of Nogales High School who really did the community proud on the 25th of last month. And I urge you to go to my YouTube channel and see that. It's really, really great. And makes everything that I've said for the 2 years that I've been doing this video recording has validated everything that I've criticized about the school district. And for the second time, we have Mr. Lohman stepping up here and telling you about this idea of sacrificing the many to save, quote, a few who obviously need some help, and they get that. And to the idea of last month being exposed that there's no college counselor at Nogales is just unbelievable. And what Mr. Malcolm alleges that this district is a 21st century district, which is anything but the truth. If you want to see a 21st century district, notice the Azusa School District that not only video records but broadcasts their board meetings. And yes, the county has awarded their superintendent admin person of the year. And hopefully, Ms. Pride obviously isn't here, but she can see it on YouTube, will realize the results of the lipstick therapy. It is refreshing to see the utter disbelief on the face of Ms. Ebenkamp and her words regarding the test scores that Dr. Huff exposed, and noting that we appreciate his crunching the numbers and the slides, but also as to why these numbers have been the same, essentially with little changes over decades, is just research 101. It takes courage to accept reality and deal with it. And as to why the scores dropped off after 8th and into the 9th grade, they fail to realize that's when boys discover cars, football, and girls. As to leadership, we witnessed a critical low point when Mr. William Harrison asked that the female student from Nogales be allowed to finish her remarks, which is completely within protocol, but Board President Carrie Chen acquiesced to Superintendent Mitchell taking over and shutting down any further comments of the student. It obviously got too hot in the kitchen. And maybe it was, as Board Member Malcolm notes, the transparency buzzword was just a little bit too transparent, and the smell of the dirty laundry was too much to bear. Thank you.
Next, we have a public hearing to receive input on increasing the numbers of students participating in La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program and Career Technical Education classes pursuant to California Education Code SB 813, Education Code Section 52304.1. Public hearing opened at 6:49. Public hearing closed at 6:50 p.m. Public hearing, proposed energy conservation services with Climatic LLC. We have a public hearing to receive comments on the proposed energy conservation services with Climatic LLC in accordance with California Government Code Section 4217.10 through Section 4217.18. Public hearing opened at 6:50 p.m. Public hearing closed at 6:51 p.m. The first item, discussion action items. The first item is 7A. This is to receive the annual report on student participation in the La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program classes. I will turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you. This evening, we have the superintendent of the La Puente Valley ROP program with us today, Mr. John Howing, and he's prepared some things to share with the board. Would you like to come to the podium, Mr. Howing? Thank you.
Good evening, Dr. Mitchell, Board of Education members, cabinet, and all in attendance here tonight. My name is John Howing, and I'm proud and humbled to be the superintendent of the La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program. It is my pleasure to be here and update you on the ROP. Normally during this report, the ROP superintendent would talk about programming, course sequencing, pathways, articulation, and other various topics. These things continue today as Roland Unified and the La Puente Valley ROP have a long history of partnering together to ensure rigorous and relevant student learning and to provide excellent career technical education. As you're aware, the La Puente Valley ROP will be closing at the end of June 2019. When the sun finally sets on the ROP, we will have been partners for 49 years. I would like to make this last superintendent report a very short one. I know you have a long agenda, but I want it to be full of gratitude and thanks. While I will be thanking people here today, the depth of our thanks and gratitude extends beyond to all who were instrumental in our success from the past 49 years. Thank you to the board. Many of you whom I have had the privilege of working for as you served as a trustee on the La Puente Valley ROP board. Your governance and commitment to students shows every month as you serve. Thank you to Dr. Mitchell for your leadership and vision and your unwavering commitment to all students in the Roland Unified School District.
Thank you, John.
Thank you to the assistant superintendents and all your staffs for everything you do and how you help our students. I can't go without thanking Mr. Chang for everything he does too for the ROP. Thank you to all the principals and site administrators who work with us on a daily basis providing great CTE programs. And I'd like to say a special thank you to Mr. Rocky Better, who has a unique understanding of the ROP from being a longtime ROP person, who has been instrumental to our successful partnership. And I don't think he's here, but I'd like to say thank you to him. And finally, to everybody that works for this district, on behalf of the thousands of students whom you have made a difference in their lives, thank you. Thank you for partnering with us as we provide classes where students were presented opportunities and options and where they were able to explore various career paths, college choices, and hopefully find a career or college they are passionate about. We could be here for days, honestly, talking about the successes that we've had as partners. I will not attempt to even highlight just one event or success story because it would not do justice to the thousands that we couldn't get to tonight. You have provided countless instructors and support staff a way to be successful and feel good about coming to work every day, and to that we say thank you. In closing, career technical education is thriving in the Roland Unified School District, and your students will continue to be successful way into the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howing. I need a motion to receive the information.
I make a motion to receive.
I second.
All in favor? Oh, yeah, wait. Discussion, sorry. Any discussion?
No, just that I know ROP has been around for many, many years, and our students have benefited from it. We look forward to moving forward and offering most of the same classes within our district. And I thank you for the work you've done, John, and the rest of the people at La Puente Valley ROP.
Yeah, I want to echo the same thing. I want to thank you because I realize you had other roles prior to becoming a director and stepping up at the last minute. I think I admire that. I don't see ROP as going away. I see it as just changing its focus. There's a lot of students out there that are graduates of your program that will always be ROP students regardless of what we do, and they'll continue to be productive citizens in our community because of ROP. And hopefully we can mimic and provide the same service that you've been providing for the last 40 years. Thank you.
I also want to say thank you. It's been a pleasure working on the board with you at ROP. And he got out of retirement to do this. He was going to retire, but he decided to work. And just thank you, ROP. We have provided so much for our students. My daughter alone became American Sign Language teacher because of ROP, and so I know the importance of it. And like Mr. Malcolm said, it carries on. So thank you very much. Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And so it passes. Thank you. The next item is 7B. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution AS 1819-05 to make certain findings and approve the implementation of phase 2 and 3 of the Roland Unified School District Energy Infrastructure Modernization Program for completing district-wide HVAC and lighting modernizations?
I move.
A second.
Are there any questions or discussion?
With our modernization and with the rebuilding of our schools, we will continue to be a 21st century school.
And I noticed that we completed on budget and ahead of schedule without any disruption to the learning environment, which is great. Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay. What do you want me to do? Motion to receive. Oh, the next item is 7C. California Dashboard Local Indicators. Motion to receive.
I move.
I second.
Discussion.
I have one item. LCFF priority 3, parent engagement. After listening to some comments from the audience and in previous comments and previous meetings, the way we define parent engagement, I would like to see that eventually expanded when we look at the LCAP plan again. Right now, it focuses on having parents involved in the planning and development of district policies and procedures, and we have an excellent process to do that, very organized, and get a lot of parent involvement from all the schools. But I'd like to get it more, to broaden it to include parents' involvement with their students at home and how they become part of the learning process. And I think that that will help our test scores once the parents become more engaged. But saying that and doing that is not an easy task. Our parents are very busy. Some of them are working multiple jobs. And yet we got to find a way to get them involved in their student or their daughter's and son's education.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. Somehow we have to get across to parents that if education is important to them, it'll be important to their children. And right now, everybody is so busy that I think sometimes parents forget to participate in school. And I tell you, the kids that who have parents participating in school, coming to school to volunteer whenever they can, it makes that child's life easier, and it really helps the school a lot, and it makes the parents feel better about themselves and the work they're doing. So we need to get, you know, figure out a way to cross that divide and just try to get, we have committees, we have this, we have that, but we just need to get them coming to hear what's going on in their kids' school, to really show that they care, and I think it'll make a big difference. Do we have any kind of figures, Dr. Mitchell, as to how many parents come from, say you take one school, how many parents come from the classes at that school to our meetings? Is that something we keep track of?
So by meetings, do you mean, like, because we have meetings and so forth? So let me answer and see if I touch upon it. So the local school site that is doing, say, a parent education program or their PTA meetings and so forth, yes, they do collect that data and in terms of sign-in sheets and so forth. Same, like, we have the superintendent parent council. So, yes, we have that information as well. Is that what you were referring to?
Yes, plus the LCAP meetings that we have. I know we
yes,
have
we
certain
have that
committees
too.
That are formed, but we need a way to get more parents coming, make it more interesting, and maybe have their kids entertained at the meetings. That'll get the parents there.
Correct. I want to just make sure that the board also is aware. I think that the input is wonderful, and that would go into our local LCAP plan, which it is part parent engagement in terms of parent education. We can clearly address that. The indicators on this is for the dashboard, and those indicators are identified by the state. And so there are specific things that the state is asking us to document on for dashboard pieces. That doesn't mean that we cannot do what you're asking as it relates to our LCAP, which much of it is included, but clearly can be enhanced, and that has been an item of discussion. So there are slightly different, but can certainly be woven together.
You know, earlier this year, Alvarado was recognized as a school to watch, and they've for numerous years, and they won other recognitions mm-hmm. also. And when I saw Mr.
Cavanius
come in and bring with him parents, teachers, PTA, mm-hmm. students. To me, that was a perfect example of how a school should be run, where you have everybody involved, and when you're asked to do a presentation, they're all there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was a model presentation.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about, parent involvement, student involvement, teacher involvement. We're all one team working to benefit the students.
Perfect. Thank you.
Parent-driven.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Okay, we're ready to vote then.
All in favor?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. Next item is 7D. Can I have a motion and a second to receive the proposed Roland Unified School District single SELPA local plan?
I move.
I'll second.
Any questions or comments, discussion?
I want to compliment the staff that put that together. I mean, they met as of August or October 11th. And for those that didn't look at it on agenda online, it's a very comprehensive, thick plan. And to put that together in a month mm-hmm. is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So compliments to the staff that worked on that.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries. The next item is 7E. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the new position and job description for the position of social worker?
I move.
I'll second.
Are there any questions or discussion?
Just two brief ones. On page 2, the third from the last bullet, or actually the second from the last bullet, on the right above knowledge, skills, and abilities, it states work evenings as needed to meet the needs of students and their families. Can we insert in there works evenings and weekends as needed?
I think that would be a little bit of a challenge because they don't report to work on a weekend. Uh-huh. And so what happens, the reason that that piece is in there is because if we have a student that's in crisis and that crisis began on our campus, then we don't leave a student. We stay with the student, and that is an expectation of staff. So if, however, because the social worker would not be reporting to work on a weekend, they are not on call on the weekend.
Okay. And the other one is under licensure requirements. Mm-hmm. We have valid California licensed clinical social worker. It's kind of awkward the way it's written because they're really licensed by the Board of Behavioral Sciences.
Okay.
So I would recommend this as valid licensed by the Board of Behavioral Science Examiners. Because they're the ones that issue the license.
So, and that's something, too. I'm going to defer. I know Mr. Bixler has done research on this particular position.
No, that wouldn't be a problem. In general, when we look at the other job descriptions that are out there for this position in school districts, this is the way that it has been written for other districts. But you're absolutely correct that that's where they receive their licensure from.
I have a question. Is there special training for a school social worker as opposed to a social worker?
Yes, there is. The licensed clinical social workers also receive, who would be working in school districts, also receive specific hours working in school mm-hmm. districts.
Should that be added to the requirements, or is it an understood thing that we're calling it that position, it's included?
Because these folks would also hold a pupil services credential, it's understood. It's part of their licensure. Because these folks will hold two credentials, they'll hold that licensure through the Licensed Clinical Social Worker Board as well as the California Teacher Credentialing.
And tell me if I understand how it's going to work. The social worker and the counselors will work in tandem. Neither one will be above the other. They'll both work. They'll get referrals from the school. The counselors may refer kids or families to the social workers to do the casework.
You've got it.
Okay.
Yes, the social workers as well as the counselors are part of a team. They will both be bargaining unit members, and they are colleagues. And so the licensed clinical social workers are not supervisors for our school counselors, they're not managers, and they will take referrals from the counselors. Counselors' primary responsibility is for the guidance of students in terms of educational pursuits. The licensed clinical social worker will be working with those students who have social emotional needs. Counselors do things in addition to counseling. They help guide students and plug them into their schedules. the social worker doesn't do those academic scheduling component type duties. They are free to do the social emotional pieces, working with parents, working with the SARB and SART teams, and really delving into those issues that are hindering students from attaining education.
Excellent explanation. I think the teacher that spoke this evening, Ms. Ilano,
mm-hmm. correct,
where she said, "I don't know how to deal with mental health behaviors." And if I ask a counselor the same question, they're going to say the same thing. I don't know how to deal with mental health behaviors. And hopefully the counselor working with the social worker will be able to form a united team that will be able to deal with the academic and with the mental health.
You're absolutely correct, Mr. Malkin. And part of one of the other things that we're working on is developing partnerships with institutions of higher learning so that we can bring in interns and folks to work underneath the social worker and provide additional support to our students throughout the district.
Well, I know, I think that at the last board meeting we approved the budget on the FRC.
You're correct.
To have somebody come in, supervise LCSW students. Mm-hmm. Technically, a licensed clinical social worker can, after they get the necessary training for supervision, mm-hmm. supervise students also.
That is a long-term vision.
Okay. Yeah.
And Dr. Mitchell, do you foresee in the future, once we hire the correct person, that this social worker could also work with our teachers and our principals to work with behavior, student behavior, and that type of thing?
Yes, to provide professional development, absolutely.
And this, going back to Mr. Lohman's comments this evening, that, you know, it's a very complex issue dealing with mental health in an educational setting. We have the educational requirements, and like other people have said, we're not an institution of mental health, yet we're expected to take care of mental health issues. We're not given a budget to take care of it, but we're expected to hire staff to take care of them. So it has to use some creative thinking because it's not a simple job of hiring a social worker, and that's going to be the solution for everything. So I hope people don't think that one social worker is going to solve all the district's problems. It's a good start, and I think we have other areas that we're planting seeds, and I think over a period of time these seeds will flourish.
I think that, Mr. Malkin, you're right, and through the conversations that took place in the development of the LCAP, listening to the community members, listening to the parents, listening to school site staff, listening to the concerns of the governing board and superintendent, this was a step in the right direction.
For the vote, we could approve with recommended adjustment change regarding the license. So could I have a vote on that? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Wait, let me go back. What license change do we need to make?
The one that David said.
Science examiners.
Okay. All right.
Is that okay? Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. So all in favor?
We have a motion on the floor. Do we need to rescind that and form a new motion?
We can, because we have made a correction. So if that's the pleasure of the board, we can withdraw the original motion and make a motion with the adjustment or amendment to the licensure.
And I'll rescind my original motion.
Can you withdraw your second?
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay, so now I need a motion to approve with a recommended adjustment change regarding the license.
I move.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. The next item is 7F. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the new classification and job description for the classified position of playground supervision aide?
I move.
I second.
Are there any questions or discussion? No. I'll say that we have to do this because of a new law change, right? Yes, there's a new law change that forces us to do this. Anything else? Nope.
Does this change our policies at all, Dr. Mitchell? Will a policy change be in order for this?
So in terms of a board policy change, I know that Mr. Bixler has looked through it, and we don't yet see a need for a board policy change. There are some changes that would need to be made potentially within the Personnel Commission rules, and so that is a piece that's still being addressed by Mr. Bixler and with Joan with the Personnel Commission.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Change in Board of Education, the next item is 7G. Can I have a motion and a second to approve a change in the Board of Education meeting calendar to cancel the meeting scheduled for December 3rd, 2018, because in lieu of the board meeting, we will be hosting the swearing-in of Carrie Chen, Lynn Ebenkamp, Angelina Pride, with a brief reception.
I make a motion.
Before I second it, do we not need a time for that?
So it would not be a formal meeting. I can certainly share the time. It's 3:30 is when we are proposing, but it will not be a formal meeting.
So it doesn't need to be part of the motion.
That is correct.
Okay, then I second.
Did you say you second?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Pupil personnel. The next item is 8A. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the readmission of student number 17-1812 to the Roland Unified School District effective January 14, 2019 with placement at Nogales High School?
I make motion.
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. The next item is 8B. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the suspended stipulated expulsion of student number 18-1901 effective November 9, 2018 with placement at the Roland Unified School District Alternative Learning Center? Parents have waived the due process of procedures as approved by the board.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. The next item is 8C. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the stipulated expulsion of student number 18-1902 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective November 9, 2018 with referral to a county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program?
I move.
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is the consent calendar. We'll approve all the items in the consent calendar with the exception of item 9B7, which was pulled for separate discussion and action. Can I have a motion and a second?
Make a motion.
I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And now I do the other one. Stands up.
This one? We did. We just did.
Right?
Oh, okay, no problem. Okay. The next item, 9B7, was pulled for separate discussion and action. Can I have a motion and a second to ratify the contract agreement with Disciplina Positiva for a 6-week parent education workshop at Nogales High School, November 2nd through December 14th, 2018?
I move.
I second.
Now, are there any questions or discussion?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on this. It's not directly on the contract agreement, but how it's related. It was brought up several times this evening about how to deal with, different behaviors in the classroom. And this is actually phase 4 of a series of programs that's going on in Nogales for healthful and purposeful relationships, how parents learn to empower their teens in the areas of emotional intelligence, anger management, and internal motivation, which all has direct relationship to a lot of the things that we're doing in the district right now. And what I'm concerned about is that when something rises to the surface and becomes a concern, that we start throwing things at it, hoping that something sticks and that it resolves the issue. Mm-hmm. And I think that when these contracts come up for review and they deal with this, that we need to see that we have a coordinated effort on how we're going to deal with these behavioral issues. But more importantly, what we have in place, such as PBIS, and how this will integrate with what we already have in place. The other thing is that when we start doing this at individual school sites, students don't stay in one school throughout the entire career in Roland. They go from one level to the next level to the next level. And if we're teaching parents one thing at one level, and then they go to another school and we're teaching them different interventions at that level, and then the third level, it causes a lot of confusion. So I think that we need to make sure that we have a uniform program and that it needs to be integrated in order for it to be productive and to be successful. So it's not necessary. I have support this because the parents are asking for this, but I think in the future we really need to look at what we are approving for parent education.
No, I agree with that. But we don't write that program. It's a program that it's written for us. I've spoken to Dr. Mitchell about this. This program sounds to me like it's for Spanish-speaking families, and there are other programs that we do use for other languages, English. I don't know if Chinese, if we have any, things for that. But we have kids that have so many needs, and it's becoming harder and harder to provide all those, but it is part of what we're responsible to do. So coordinating all of them is the best thing.
I understand that it's in Spanish, but I was talking to Dr. Mitchell, and you said in spring they have an English class like this.
That's correct.
For the parents.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just from the staff comment, I think very well stated, Mr. Malkin, in terms of the cohesion. And our schools, when they do bring people in to teach and support parent education, they are able to share the specifics to the school site. But we also are sensitive to it isn't like this will be offered at Nogales. Nogales is funding it, but many of the parents in participating also have elementary or intermediate school-aged children. So it is general parent support. But I think that your comment, it can easily be accomplished.
And I did leave one thing out, that the Parent Academy that we have every year.
Mm-hmm. PIA.
PIA. That is a fabulous program. For those of you that aren't aware of it, it's held once a year, and hundreds of community members participate. And they have classes there. It's a full-day conference. And those types of training where everybody's together, they're all learning together, I think is very productive.
Enthusiasm that builds when they
it
all
really
come
is.
Together. It's true.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Now we go to the conference section. The following four public hearings are scheduled to be held at 1830 South Nogales Street, Roland Heights, California, 91748 on December 13, 2018 at 6 p.m. The first public hearing will be held to receive comments on the initial proposal for bargaining from Association of Roland Educators to the Roland Unified School District for the 19-20 school year. The next public hearing will be held to receive comments on the initial proposal for bargaining from the California School Employees Association to the Roland Unified School District for the 2019-2020 school year. The next public hearing will be held to receive comments on the initial proposal for bargaining from the Roland Unified School District to the California School Employees Association for the 2019-2020 school year. And then the next public hearing will be held to receive comments on the initial proposal for bargaining from the Roland Unified School District to the Association of Roland Educators for the 2019-2020 school year. Now we are ready for our conference section for board member comments, and we will start with David this evening first.
I just want to highlight a few of the big events for the past month that I've attended that were very enjoyable. One is the Buckboard Day Parade. I want to publicly thank Gina Ward for all of her help in helping local community groups, nonprofits, put on part of the event there, and I appreciate that very much. It was very successful and couldn't have done it without you. And I thought the parade was a big success for the community. I attended the President's Breakfast for Dinner, that's what it's called, at Mount SAC. And it was a fantastic event where they had a presentation, and they're dealing with the same thing also, on how do you support a student population that has so many different ethnic, cultural, religious needs. And the whole it was about an hour presentation on how they address those issues. And it was a wonderful presentation. I have copies of it. I'll make it out. Anybody that wants a copy of it, I can give you a copy of it. And it was a great presentation on how they support students with multiple cultural needs. Just want to reiterate the presentation at Nogales for the trip to London was a fascinating event. The great-grandson of Winston Churchill was there to actually hand over the presentation. And I guess, did you design this, Gina? Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful invitation. It really captured the spirit of the event. And then I went to the Youth Science Gala, where our student from Alvarado, Ethan Tong, I think it's pronounced. Not Alvarado, Uzwat. I keep saying that wrong. won first place for intermediate students. And each of the students gave a brief presentation. I had no idea what he was talking about. Went above my head. But it was on water conservation. And I tell you, these students that won these awards, it sounds like college programs that they're doing. And then Connections to the Future, that's always a great event. And if you haven't been to it, you really need to go to it. It's just a great event to see the students that are, especially the ones in, you know, the seniors, that are actually have picked a field to go into and how they've researched the field and how they're going, you know, what they're doing to get into that field. And finally, well, actually two more things here. The Forest Foundation, State of the Schools Breakfast. You are a champion on that. I always get positive compliments on that program from the community. And this year we had some new agencies there, and I got real good feedback from them also. And then lastly, the Broadway, A Night of Elegance, that our music department put on, was a great event and was very enjoyable. And that's all I got. Thank you.
Lynn?
Well, David stole most of my thunder, so I won't go into detail. But the Connections for the Future this year, I think just gets better and better every year. The students were well prepared; they spoke fluently. It was just a fabulous event, and I look forward to it every year. But I think this year was the best year yet. I've been going to school visits, visiting our classrooms, seeing what our students are doing and how our teachers are working with our students. And this is a good year for Roland. I think our classrooms right now are clicking at a good pace. Students are working hard. Mr. Flores says the campus is all looking good when we go to see them. So I appreciate that, Mr. Flores. The Walnut Valley Rotary Club, the Roland Heights Women's Club, and the Roland Heights Community Coordinating Council had a fundraiser for Christmas for Kids. It was held about 2 weeks ago on a Sunday. We had a deaf magician who performed magic feats, and we had a pretty good turnout. I'd say we had close to 100 people there. Raised about $1,500, and that'll go a long way with buying with the presents and the things we need to for the children. The parade was very successful this year. It's never perfect, but we're a community parade. And I think I was so proud of our schools. Almost every school entered this year. I think we had 14 schools. that were entries in the parade. And the only thing we have to do a better job for next year with the schools is, because a lot of them have little kids and they're early in the parade, we have to put them near the front of the parade. But what happens to their parents when their kids are gone? The parents leave, so so all our bystanders kind of disappear. So we'll kind of have to figure that out. But this year is off to a good start, and thanks to staff.
Okay, good evening. On the consent calendar, I just wanted to mention a few things that we approved tonight. The sixth grade outdoor science camp, we approved 11 elementary and K through 8 schools to attend. We also approved a contract with National Joint Powers Alliance, which entails purchasing of first aid kits for classrooms and offices, safety equipment for the earthquake bins, and related safety supplies for the district-wide use. I also want to recognize Aaron Silva. I saw him teaching science, and he was an amazing teacher. I want to acknowledge his passing and great loss to the full Roland Unified Community. Celebrating of Life is going to be on Monday, November 12th at 12:30 at Telesis. And I want to continue with, this has been a very busy month. I have attended many events, but I will just mention some. I'm glad that you guys mentioned some. I'll try not to mention those. I enjoyed visiting many schools in this past last month. At the school board study session, I was very glad that two IB students came and told the board of their concerns, which are being addressed. We discussed briefly about class size when Ms. Pride asked Dr. Mitchell about this. Dr. Mitchell said that a study showed class size shows no difference in scores on the test. So I said I disagreed with this study and asked what it was based on. Dr. Mitchell didn't recall. Mrs. Ebenkamp asked me a question, which I didn't hear the entire question. I answered it wrongly, saying I would prefer 30 students over 35 students in a classroom. I didn't realize what she had asked until Shay told me after our meeting was over. She said if I would prefer to have 30 students with IEPs over 35 students without IEPs. I missed the IEPs part of the question. That would have been a special ed class, and a regular credential teacher could not teach that class. So we were talking about regular credential teachers, and I strongly feel class size has a great deal with students' achievement in the classroom. If you ask any teacher, I am sure they would agree. I attended the Gate Academy on Saturday, October 27th. Star Education is amazing. It was from 9 to 1 at Shallon, and it was Star Wars theme. They had 4 rotations. Over 200 students all around our district came, and students were being challenged and having lots of fun building so many things and doing so much. At ASL Club meeting at Roland High School, Ellen invited all the board members to go to the American Sign Language Club meeting, and she started this because she has a friend that is hearing impaired. It was during their lunchtime, and almost 30 students were present. Her father bought pizza for all the students in attendance. She spoke like a teacher, teaching her peers how to do approximately 15 different signs and assigned homework. I was so impressed with this group of students. What a wonderful club. Connections to the future, everyone said something about, but I just wanted to say the keynote speaker was amazing. He has climbed every mountain in each continent, and he explained to everybody in the audience that it is more important who you share your accomplishments with. What a great thing for these students to experience. I know they will all make it and be successful in their future. Thank you. And now we are going to adjourn to closed session at 7:32. Thank you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to do this.
That's right. We're going to return to closed session. We'll come back and return.
So then I should say that. Okay. We're coming back to closed session. We're returning back from closed session at 8:41. I need a motion to close our meeting. Oh, I'm sorry, nothing to report, and now I need a motion.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 It passes. At 8:42, we're adjourned.